Hello, DGF gang. It is your girl Dom, and I am back with another episode. If this is your first time here, welcome. Go ahead and hit subscribe and like this video. I am so excited for what the Lord has for us today. The Lord spoke to me and said that the fight is over. The fight is over. And I've been in the book, I've been in Isaiah, and we are in the times of Isaiah where there is no soundness within the earth. We have a lot of vessels and there's no soundness within them. So what verse I'm referring to is Isaiah 1 verse 6, from the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores that have been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. So we have to understand that there is a lot of sinfulness going on in the land, and God is raising up prophets. God is raising up people to go forth and spread the good news, spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the fight is over. And you just have to understand that within the times that we're in, this is not a time to run away from God. This is not a time to not see and understand what the Lord is doing and what the Lord's will is for this earth and not for your life. This is not a time to be living without purpose. This is not a time to just be doing things and you don't understand why you're doing them. And the Lord gave me the scripture from Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And that is the time that we are in. So the Lord wants us to understand that the fight is over. So if you have been laboring, if you have been putting forth and being purged and producing fruit, meaning that you have been saying yes to God, you have been willing, you have been abiding by the plans that the Lord has given to you, you will and you shall eat the good of the land in this time and in this day. And it is important to not get weary. It is important to continue to depend on God because the fight is not over. The fight is over. The fight is over. Okay. You've been fighting. You've been trying to continuously do things in your own strength, but God is letting you know that the fight is over. This battle is not yours. The battle is already won. The battle is already won. You're sitting here trying to figure out what you need to do, feeling as if the steps and what you are doing is not sufficient. But God wants you to understand that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And the fight is over. So this fight that you have been getting up every day and wrestling with yourself, this fight of you constantly feeling like you are not doing what you need to do, this fight of feeling like the enemy is attacking you, God wants you to understand that the battle is won and the fight is over. You're trying to fight a fight that was not meant for you to fight. Jesus carries our burden, so there is no need for you to worry. You just need to rest and understand that you will reap what you sow, and you will reap the harvest, and all the seeds that you have planted are being produced and they're being cultivated. And the challenge in this fight that you believe that you're in is just making you stronger. God is saying for you to change your mindset. God is saying for you to understand that this fight that you're going through, that you call a fight, is just a challenge that is making you stronger. This fight that you're going through is not a fight, that it is just a challenge, and it's cultivating you and it's growing you. And you have to understand that when you are planting seeds, there is a time and a place for everything to sprout. You have been planting the seeds. You have been saying yes. And now you've been cultivated. The cultivation and the process is a beautiful journey. You have to understand that this journey is beautiful. Every day you're waking up wondering when you're going to receive the blessings that God has promised you. But God needs you to understand that the blessings are there. Every day you wake up, you're getting closer and closer to what you have planted. All you're doing is watering the seeds that have already been planted. Any seed that has been planted, the flower does not bloom within the same day or the next day. It takes time. It takes cultivation. It takes work for the flower to come forth and bloom from the seed that was planted. God wants you to understand that this is a full garden. This is a full garden. This is a full land that you have planted. The seeds are cultivating you to have a full land. It's going to take time for the flowers to bloom. It's going to take time for the blessings to come forth. But you have to understand that you have favor. Everywhere you go, you have favor. Everyone looks upon you and is just captivated by the spirit that lives within you. Because you walk around with the spirit of Jesus Christ, because you walk around with the Holy Ghost, you're going into places and you're going to start going into places and not understand why they chose you, why your food is free, why you don't have to do what everyone else is doing, why your plan is different from everybody else's. Expect favor within this season because of your yes. You're being cultivated. And moving on to, but if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. If you are in this time and I hear the Lord saying that you're fighting against the purpose, you're fighting against the calling that he has given to you. You're fighting because you believe that you're not equipped. You're fighting because you believe you don't have the resources. The Lord wants you to understand that he will provide everything for you. And the enemy wants to hinder you. The enemy is trying to restrain you and pull you back from the plan and the purpose that God has for you. This purpose that God has for you is going to catapult you into all of the blessings and all the prayers that you have been praying to God. It doesn't make sense right now, but God wants you to understand as you continue to follow him and as you continue to be obedient, you will start to see and understand that it was that you were made on purpose for a purpose. The enemy wants you to believe that you're not equipped. The enemy wants you to believe that you're not fearfully and wonderfully made, but that is a lie from the pits of hell. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God has already equipped you before you even were put in your mother's womb. God wants you to stop fighting and understand that the fight is over. We cannot fight with God. We cannot fight against God. He is sovereign. He is holy. God will always win the battle. So you either going to be on the winning team or you're going to be on the losing team. To be on the winning team, to be in the kingdom, we have to follow God. And we are following God because the false representation of the master, which is the enemy, wants us to be swayed away from the perfect plan that God has for us. God is saying that do not be swayed away in this season. Do not fall into the trap of the enemy in this season. Stay on the straight path that God has made for us. Stay on the straight path that God has set out for us. Through the love of God, through the peace, we will understand and we will reside in his kingdom. We will reside in his presence, and that's what's going to catapult us and keep us moving forward. The enemy doesn't want us to understand this. The enemy wants us to be redirected and be distracted by things that we want that God has promised us, but God needs us to understand that it is in his timing that we will get the things that he has shown us. The enemy comes to you in ways and comes to you and brings things that God has already promised to you, but the enemy wants you to receive the things that God has promised to you in a time that in the wrong timing, ideally. The enemy wants you to receive the things that God has for you in the wrong timing. Because when you receive things from the enemy, and if it's in the wrong timing, then it won't be the perfect plan and the blessing that God has for you. The enemy wants to redirect you and get you off track from the blessings that God has for you. And the way that the enemy does this is through haughtiness and bringing it to you earlier than what God ordained it to be. One of the fruits of the spirit is patience. God is building up your patience. God is building you up to have self-control. God is building you to be steadfast so that you can be unmovable, unshakable. The enemy wants you to obtain the thing that God has already promised you earlier because if you obtain the blessing too early, then it will fall, it will crumble. So in this time, it is important to understand that the fight is over, and God desires for you to rest in peace, rest in the knowing, rest in knowing that He is going to provide everything. Taking things one day at a time and understanding that the fight was never meant for you to fight. Within the kingdom of God, there is peace, there is joy, there is happiness, there is love. And the enemy wants you to constantly fight. The enemy wants to mess with your mind. The enemy wants you to feel as if this life is not meant to live, and live it abundantly and freely. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. God is calling for His children to be free in this season. And so that's all we have for today. I hope that this word has uplifted you. I hope that this word has given you just insight and equipped you for what God has called you to do. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. I love you, and God loves you so much more.